Off the Ball.
GAA.
The talent in that team and the levels that they can get to, like, we haven't seen it yet. There's so much more in them. Not to make it any worse for you, but you ain't seen nothing yet.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
All right, folks, get your finger out and pit your football knowledge against Team OTB to win big. There's €2,500 for the winner of the OTB Final One Standing League on the William Hill app. Guaranteed winner, and it's exclusive to our own league. Just sign up at William Hill Final One Standing. Use the code OFFTHEBALL, that's all one word and all caps, and make sure you sign up before Friday the 15th at 8 o'clock when the new season kicks off. €2,500 to the winner, guaranteed.
Great day.
It's a great day.
It's a great day.
You're just waving goodbye to your parents there?
Yeah, mum and dad there, they're off. Proud as punch.
A special morning for everyone.
Special morning. Oh, hilarious. Oh, look. Go now, Litchi. Bye.
They're putting her under pressure here.
Oh, they are. Jesus Christ. What other way would they be? Ah, no, sure. Look, it's great. It's great. Do you know, yesterday was just fabulous for them. I mean, they're my biggest supporters, you know, from an early age. So, you know, these days are as much for them as they are for myself.
Absolutely. Ailish mentioned something very similar. She said, especially you see all the families coming together now. Mm. Bit of a late start for some, you know.
Bit of a late start for some, yeah. But you know what, there were a few of us there and I went to Timber Street and it was lovely. You know, nice to bring the cup in there to the kids and, you know, the parents and distraction for them there for an hour or so. So, no, it was lovely. And, yeah, I think some of them are up early doing interviews now. I don't know how good their interviews were, but sure, look, it is all part and parcel. And it's lovely when they look back now in a couple of weeks. But sure, yeah, it was great. It's great. Lovely.
And Temple Street, it's really such a lovely tradition, isn't it, that the GAA have and the Camogie.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's absolutely fabulous and it's great that we can give our time, you know, and go in there and like that, show the kiddies the cup because they just, you know, their eyes literally lit up, like they lit up and it was so special to see. And like that, it just takes, you know, I suppose the pressure off mum and dad there for a couple of minutes. Just, it's lovely. It was actually just so lovely.
Just from a personal perspective, you missed out last year. You're busy doing something even more important than playing Camogie.
Yeah. Baby Billy came into our lives there 15 months ago, last May. And the best thing that ever happened was, to be quite honest, and I believe everything happens for a reason. And I said, if Cahill gave me a phone call at the end of last year, that I'd definitely go back, like 100%, because I kind of felt maybe I had more to give. So yeah, and sure, look, it was I went back with the intention of, you know, getting back to Croke Park and having Billy there, and sure, look, it all, you know, it all came to light yesterday. It was fab. It was just really what dreams are made of. Like, I couldn't describe it now, I swear.
Were you able to see Billy pretty soon after the match finished?
Yeah, we brought him out. I'm sure he was roaring crying when we brought him up, myself and Anne-Marie, and Marie has Lottie as well. And yeah, sure, like, it was fab. He was roaring crying, the noise, but sure, he was running around in on the pitch and it was just so special. It was so, so lovely to have him there.
And especially with yourself and Anne-Marie having that connection of both having children, it must be something.
It is, because it's the, you know, when we become a train and like one of us could be like, Jesus Christ, I'd often bother there getting out the door, you know, like it could be 5 minutes like later coming to train, and just because we're, you know, waiting on someone to mind or like that dropping. Or, but in all fairness, I have to say both sets of grandparents are absolutely incredible. They backed me and, you know, Darren. They were kind of like, you know, mum, especially, it was like, whatever you want to do, we're going to back you. So yeah, they've been incredible, I have to say.
How tough was it to watch on last year, especially in the final?
Yeah, look at it. All right, I suppose it was different for me. I suppose I had Billy, like, it wasn't as if, I suppose, I had stepped away. I had a baby, so I kind of didn't have much time to think about it. But obviously, it was hard watching it last year. Just look at the girls, were very unlucky last year. But then I had a bit more drive in me as well to be like, you know what, we're not far off here. So then that just gave a bit of fire in the belly. So off we went.
And how did you find coming back into the inter-county setup? Was it like a duck to water, like you were never away?
Damien Finnerty there, he's one of the selectors of Cahill this year. I'd know Damien, he was a coach, or he was our manager actually below in Ardrahan, my club. And I texted him maybe, oh my God, it was the start of December, and I said, we need to do some serious running. So we used to go up to Thomas's pitch for, I'd say, we used to do hurling drills and running drills for, we used to keep me at safe 45 minutes an hour, you know. And he, I swear to God, when I went back training then, I was like, oh my God, I'm in way better shape now than, yeah, felt great.
And it told yesterday, like, your full back line, it was something we talked about going into the match, that was maybe going to be the winning or losing, the Galway full back line against the Cork full forward line.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Clearly you came out on top. The fire that you came out with was, we saw it in the Tipperary match.
Yeah, yeah.
But yesterday was a different level, wasn't it?
Yeah, yes, I didn't hear any of that. No, I don't read it or I don't listen to it, to be quite honest. But yeah, sure. I mean, sure, we have to be on top for a game. The girls there are absolutely class all year. Like, they're the best, you know, they're so solid, and they're just brilliant women. They're brilliant, you know, leaders, and they're great support, and they're just, you know, they're women that I'd have beside me every day of the week. So I knew they were going to do the job.
And you held that Cork full forward line so quiet, all of them taken off. That's something you have to be proud of.
Yeah, I don't really think about it too much, to be quite honest. I just play the moment that's in front of my face, and that's what we all try and do, and just, you know, go from there. So yeah,
obviously you'd always have a bit of a system going out onto an All-Ireland final day. How quickly do things change on the pitch? It's obviously not as easy to get those messages across when people start to change positions.
Yeah.
How different is it, like, the plan that you go out with, and then when things actually start happening in that cauldron?
Well, sure, look, games take a life of their own at various stages, so the girls know how to adapt, we all know how to adapt. The lads had serious, you know, plans put in place. We knew where we were meant to be, you know, we knew exactly what we were meant to do. So that's credit to the management team and credit to the girls that, you know, and that was one thing that we've tried to develop this year, was just to be able to adapt. And look, as the games went on, kind of got a bit better at it, and yesterday we just, you know, it kind of fell into place for us.
And there was a lot of speak yesterday, Cahill, saying that you weren't tagged by the media at all, that you were really underdogs, and that fed him and it fed a lot of the drive of the team. Would it have been the same for yourself?
Yeah, love an underdog tag, like, I mean, who doesn't? So yeah, absolutely.
Do you think that now no one can disrespect Galway Camogie going forward after that display?
Sure, you'd hope so, but sure, who knows.
Watching on from the sidelines, it was one of the, if not the most physical Camogie game I've ever seen. Did it feel like that out there?
Oh, it was, yeah. Like, and in fairness, the ref let it flow. Like, you know, he thought he did a good job. You know, there was hits going in left, right and centre, and he kind of just let it go. Because sometimes he can take the sting out of the game if it's free after free, you know. So, you know, it was physical. Oh, yeah, it's a great game. I hope it was a great game for people to watch, you know.
Oh, it was. It absolutely was. Hard to believe that Galway only have 5 All-Irelands. It feels like you have so much more. It feels like a real Camogie County.
Mm.
But members of your own club were on that 1996 winning team. How special will it be now going back with another one?
Sure, look, it's always special. Sure, the club is where you start and where we'll finish. And yeah, it's very special. The club are, you know, they back us to the hilt, and we're very lucky to have them. And sure, yeah, they, I suppose, you know, give us our, you know, our platforms when we start playing, and sure, like that. Then we'll go back to them now in the next week or whatever, and kick off the championship. And that's great crack. I love going back to the club.
And how will you balance out now?
Don't know that. Don't ask me that question today. That'll be next week's worry.
And celebrations this week?
Oh yeah, Mam just said to me there. She said, "You go off now and enjoy yourself. I'll manage them for the week for you." So I said, "Thanks, million."
Free pass for the week, though.
Free pass for the week. I know. Look at. We'll enjoy ourselves now today and tomorrow, and look at after that, then we'll settle back into it. But look, it's fabulous. It's fabulous.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things on a journey through Latin America.
I'm nervous, and police will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Local, that's me, okay?
Diverted has been named among Apple Podcasts' best so far list of 2025.
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. All 10 parts are available now for free via Apple Podcasts.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.